We're back with Season 2 of Bad Pokemon That Shocked Competitive Players. If you missed the first video, I'll link it down below so you can check it out too. The idea is simple, we're looking at Pokemon that are considered low tier or flat out unviable, but somehow managed to shine in Gen 9. Whether by climbing high on the Gen 9 OU ladder, showing up in tournaments, or even earning a spot on the viability rankings. Let's get into it. Let's start with Komala. Believe it or not, this thing actually hit number 9 on the Gen 9 OU ladder in June 2024, thanks to the player Theo Chico. Now for context, Komala has always been bottom of the barrel. In Smogon singles, Pokemon are placed into usage-based tiers, with OU being the top and ZU being literally the worst. And Komala, it's been stuck in ZU back in Gen 7 and again in Gen 9, so it really doesn't get much worse. The problem is obvious, terrible typing and a super awkward stat spread. The only real standout is its 115 attack, but even that does not carry it far. What actually gives Komala a niche is its signature ability Comatose, which makes it permanently asleep and completely immune to status effects as a result. That is the gimmick that let it find a place on a stall team. With Comatose, Komala is one of the best answers to Hex Dragapult. You cannot burn it and you cannot paralyze it either, and it trucks off Hex completely with its immunity, and with a given EV spread, it can survive 2 Dragon Darts. Just be careful, because if Komala does terrestrialize, Hex actually deals double damage, since the game still thinks it's asleep. Outside of that, Komala brings some really solid support options. Knock off to force progress by knocking off important items, Rapid Spin to clear hazards, and Wish plus Protect for longevity while also blocking Future Sight attempts. This set is very passive, but since this is a stall team, it's not that big of a deal. One underrated bonus is that it even ignores Galarian Weezing's neutralizing gas, which is a big deal for stall teams that rely heavily on abilities like Regenerator. Next up we got Entei, which actually saw play in SPL, one of Smogon's biggest tournaments, back in January, used by the player Net. Entei even made it into the Gen 9 OU viability rankings at C-, which basically means it's super niche, but still viable. Historically, Entei has never been amazing in the OU tier, but it was never bottom tier either. Its sets are pretty solid across the board, but the big problems are weak coverage moves and a Stealth Rock weakness. And in Gen 9 is heavily outclassed by more consistent fire types like Cinderace. Even so, Entei still brings a few unique things to the table. The main one is Sacred Fire, which is a pseudo signature move and a very strong fire type attack with a nasty 50% burn chance and only a minor drawback of 95% accuracy. While Flare Blitz is stronger, Sacred Fire doesn't call recoil damage, and the threat of a burn makes it risky for checks like Dragonite or Great Tusk to come in. On top of that, Entei can run Extreme Speed with Terran Normal, which turns it into a surprisingly strong revenge killer and source of speed control. And thanks to its ability Inner Focus, it's completely immune to Intimidate, making it harder for Pokemon like Landers T to safely switch in. Now let's talk about Clough, one of Gen 9's biggest disappointments. It's ranked all the way down in ZU, and with a mono rock typing plus an awful stat spread, there really are not many redeeming qualities here. But somehow player Ewin, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, managed to climb all the way to number 5 on the Gen 9 OU ladder using Clough. In February this year, on a stall team of all archetypes. The set is pretty creative. Clough uses Terra Blast Ice, which lets it one-hit KO Swordstance Gliscor after some Rocky Helmet chip damage. It also runs Brick Break to deal with King Gambit, and thanks to its surprisingly solid physical bulk plus regenerator, Clough can actually take King Gambit's hits and recover them off. On top of that, it still brings really useful utility moves with Knock Off and Stealth Rock. Not bad for a Pokemon most people completely wrote off. Sneasel is a really strange pick for Gen 9 OU. It's not even fully evolved, so on paper it has no business being here. But after its evolution, Sneasler got banned, player Quackbark actually managed to hit number 19 on the ladder in December 2024 with regular old Sneasel. This set is an offensive Sword Stance build to boost its attack, backed by strong step moves and Terra Blast Water. The big selling point is its speed. Sneasel is fast enough to outspeed common threats like Ogerpon Wellspring, which is a big deal. Its natural checks are usually ground, poison and ghost types. Terra Water flips that matchup, letting it break through Pokemon like Landorus D, Gliscor and Cerulege, while also hitting things like Galarian Slowking and Golden Go for solid neutral damage. Thanks to Avialite, Sneasel even gets enough bulk to function as a check to Darkrai and Rillaboom, which is pretty wild for something people normally would not even use. Charizard might be a fan favorite Pokemon, but in competitive play it's pretty underwhelming. In Gen 9 it's stuck down in ZU, mostly because of its crippling Stealth Orb weakness and the fact it's completely outclassed by better fire types like Moltres and Iron Moth. But despite that, player Truth and Kamen actually managed to hit number 6 on the Gen 9 OU ladder, using Charizard on a Sun team. And this is where Charizard really shines. Under Sun, its fire moves get a 50% boost, and with its ability Solar Power, its special attack gets boosted by another 50%. The downside is it loses 12.5% HP each turn, but when you slap on Joy Specs in the Sun, Charizard's damage output becomes ridiculous. With support from Magic Bounce Hatterene and Rapid Spin Great Dust to keep rocks off the field, it suddenly turns into a massive wall breaker that is really tough to switch into. Torterra got some big buffs in Gen 9, but even with those upgrades, it's still stuck in the lower tiers. But that did not stop player Volcanion Is Good from reaching number 9 on the Gen 9 OU ladder in December 2024 with a Shell Smash Torterra. With Shell Smash, Torterra can boost its attack and speed, turning it into a surprisingly dangerous sweeper. It now has access to Headlong Rush 2 for a really strong ground type step, powerful grass step with Wood Hammer, and also Stone Edge to cover flying types like Zapdos and Moltres. What's interesting is that this particular set didn't go with the more common loaded dice approach, where Torterra would run Bullet Seed and Rock Blast to avoid recoil damage from Wood Hammer and the shaky accuracy from Stone Edge. Instead, this version went straight for the wall power of Wood Hammer with Miracle Seed, making Torterra a serious threat when it gets going. Finally, we got Earthworm. This used to be a legit OU pick in Gen 9 early on, before its pseudo-signature move Shed Tail got banned. Since then, it's slowly dropped to ZU, mostly because it's just too passive, and in OU it's basically a budget Skarmory. But player Senisa 8724 managed to hit number 6 on the ladder in January using Earthworm on a hazard stacking team. Earthworm actually has a few tricks that Skarmory doesn't. It can use Heavy Slam to threaten fairy types and break a potential air balloon on Golden Go, opening up plays for teammates like Great Dusk and Clodsire. Its signature ability Earth Eater also lets it wall ground types like Landorus D and Gliscor, even without the added flying typing. On top of that, this set runs Terra Ghost to block Rapid Spin when needed, and it naturally handles the common Rapid Spinners, making it surprisingly solid hazard setter in the right hands. What loaded Pokemon on this list surprised you the most? Let me know in the comments down below. And if you made it this far, don't forget to like the video and subscribe if you are new. Greatly appreciated. If you want to support the channel even more, you can become a member for just $1 and your name will be featured on the end screen. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.